W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council. Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council. The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Dino Badala, my colleague here on Sirius XM. His program runs from 6 to 9 p.m., the Dean Obidala Show on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127. He's a columnist with CNN.com and a contributor to The New Republic. Deanofradio.com is his website. Dean Obidala, O-B-E-I-D-A-L-L-A-H on Twitter. And Dean, first of all, welcome back to the program. And
Sure.
Thanks for joining us. I read your piece that you published over at CNN.com, and specifically, this is about Twitter opening back up to Nazis. I don't know if you've been losing Twitter followers since these changes happened. I've lost about 6,000, I think. But I understand that the right-wing people on Twitter are gaining followers like mm-hmm. there's no tomorrow. But specifically, you were talking about Andrew Anglin. Tell us about this guy and your experience with him.
And I've lost followers as well. And it makes sense that people on the right are getting followers because Elon Musk is literally allowing neo-Nazis back online, okay? Andrew Anglin is the founder of The Daily Stormer. The Daily Stormer is a white supremacist publication named after Hitler's favorite publication, Der Stürmer. It's the English translation of Hitler's favorite publication. Andrew Anglin has literally said that his operating principle is, what would Hitler do? He's called for tearing down the Holocaust Memorial and building a massive statue to Adolf Hitler. He has spewed hate against Jews, blacks, Muslims, gays, women, and the list goes on. And for me, what was personal is that in 2017, before Charlottesville, I wrote an article for the Daily Beast on how Trump is not denouncing white supremacist terrorism, because there already were some incidences. And Andrew Anglin, who for years during the campaign, all in for Trump, they loved Trump, they viewed him as a god, literally, attacked me. He fabricated tweets in my name saying I was involved in a terrorist attack that happened at that time in Manchester, England, because I'm Muslim, that's what he did. But he also wrote it almost like in the language I would write it as a Muslim, writing it sort of expression, using expressions from that Muslims do use. Now, he couldn't post them on Twitter, but he wrote them and posted them in the Daily Stormer, and the white supremacists and the Nazis who read it, he said to them, go confront Dean. And they did, and they inundated me with death threats and vile attacks. That's what they do. So from there, I think his hope was I was going to cower in fear, but I'm half Sicilian, so that doesn't happen. So I got lawyers. My first instinct was different, but my brain, my legal mind as a lawyer said, okay, you can't go fight him personally. So I got lawyers from Muslim Advocates, a great organization that helped me out for free. We sued Andrew Anglin. We got a judgment for $4.1 million against him in 2019. And I'm not the only one who got a judgment. A woman named Tanya Gersh, who's Jewish, he incited threats, death, and violence against her. And she's Jewish, a young African-American student, same thing. And this is the guy, no one is clamoring for Andrew Anglin and neo-Nazis to be online. No one's saying your commitment to free speech includes neo-Nazis and civilized society. But Elon Musk thought it was a good business move to bring Nazis back on because somehow he's going to profit off it somewhere in this big picture. So that's That is Andrew Englund, and Elon Musk letting him back on was, in my view, to normalize Nazis. There's no other way I can look at it.
Yeah, no, I get it, and I can't disagree with that. I think a larger issue here, and you referenced this at the very end of your article on CNN.com. We're talking with Dean Obidala, in which you point out that, you know, Twitter is a privilege, not a right. Running a social media platform is not an absolute right in America, and running any business is not a right in America. And it raises the question, you know, how do we handle this? I remember in the late 1970s, CompuServe came online, and a few years later, America Online. But CompuServe was the internet for a long time. I mean, this is literally, I went to a CompuServe meeting in Columbus, Ohio, where there was like about 100 of us who were running forums on CompuServe. I was running about 30 of them, including the IBM PC forum and the Macintosh forum and the JFK assassination forum and all kinds of stuff. And at this meeting, they introduced us to this brand new thing called hypertext markup language, HTML. And it's going to revolutionize, you know, the internet. I mean, literally, there was no internet at that time. So anyhow, we had, because I was running these forums, and people could post on these forums, and they could say any old crazy thing they wanted. We had to deal with two things. Number one, nobody could post unless they used their real name. And so, you know, there was some level of accountability. And then number two, even people using their own name, if they posted something that was defamatory or, you know, blatantly illegal or whatever, you know, we had to eliminate their membership in CompuServe, just refuse to take their credit card any longer and not let them on the platform. Well, in the 90s, along came Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act in 1996. This was, you know, Bill Clinton signed this law. And that was when CompuServe died. I mean, basically, that was when the whole, you know, all the forums and all the discussion areas and everything just kind of all rapidly moved into HTML, moved onto the web, and it's been the wild, wild west ever since. And I've been saying for some time, I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of Big Brother, that it's time to undo Section 230. I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Certainly. There has to be accountability for people who are making millions and billions of dollars opening a platform online. Now, it would be a reasonable request. It can't be any, if someone posts something, it's got to be taken down in 5 seconds or you're going to be liable. That would be unfair to them. But if there's got to be some kind of standards, and that if you're going to allow people, the public, to use your platform and you're going to profit off that, then you have an obligation to moderate. And I mean moderate in terms of content supervision about what's out there and what's not. It is your platform. Elon Musk owns Twitter. Nobody has a right to go on Twitter. The Nazis can't say we have a right to go on Twitter. There's no government action. The First Amendment's not implicated here at all. And so Elon Musk has an obligation. In my view, I agree with you 100%, that these companies should no longer have that immunity. It should be akin to newspapers, although the argument would be newspapers have more control over what's on their platform, but something in between the two, where you give them a reasonable opportunity in terms of time to remove content. And if they don't, then they're going to be held liable. And I say that as a lawyer trying to look for a legally sustainable one with a track record that could actually work. So somewhere in between where you give them notice, and they don't take it down, you expose them to liability. Because right now, Elon Musk has no incentive to do the right thing. That's why I'm hoping advertisers don't return. And I hope people, if you're still on Twitter, tag advertisers and ask them why they're giving money to a platform that is allowing Nazis on it. And that's not me, Tom, as I wrote in the article. New York Times had a great article on Friday quantifying the rise in hate speech under Elon Musk's rule. We have triple the amount of anti-black racism online, 60% increase in anti-Semitism online, a huge jump in anti-gay slurs online. It's not a coincidence. It's under Elon Musk. He laid people off. He doesn't want to spend money on people working there to look at content. The result is the worst of the worst. He's extended a privilege to the worst of the worst, and he does not care. And that's the worst part of Elon Musk.
And I get it. You want to focus this on Elon Musk. I think that this is a larger and more systemic problem right across social media, and you know, it has to do with that issue of liability. I mean, I don't see how Facebook is that much different. You know, January 6th was planned on Facebook by and large. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, right-wing crimes and hate that are planned on Facebook. A lot of these groups still exist. They're you know, private groups. They're not being rooted out the way they should be, in my opinion. And of course, you know, there's other social media sites as well. Those two, Twitter and Facebook, are the big two, though. It seems to me that rather than just railing against Elon Musk or trying to organize an advertiser boycott, we should be using our platforms and whatever influence we have to try to encourage Congress to take this on, to amend Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act, and like you said, dial back those limits on liability.
I agree, and at the very least, that can't happen. Congressman Ro Khanna years ago had a bill of rights that he's proposing for users of online platforms, yep, which I liked as well, which would protect people and establish some kind of due process. Right now, there's no due process, meaning you could be banned from Facebook and you have no idea what recourse is. There's no set way to appeal it.
Oh, it happened.
It happened to me several times.
Yeah.
And I would post on other social media platforms, can anyone help me? And a lot of times I was lucky, someone worked at the platform and say, what's going on? They'd email me, I'd email them, and we would rectify it. But if you don't have any contacts, you don't know what your rights are. And if we're gonna argue that these platforms are somehow some kind of digital town hall forum, there must be due process. And due process in this scenario is simply laying out what the rights and obligations are of the users and the privileges of them, and also your rights and your remedies if you are wronged, in case someone used the platform to smear you or to incite hate. What kind of liability for the company? Or what are your rights to get your account reinstated? There's nothing out there. You have no clue. You are literally relying on the kindness of strangers. You know, that doesn't work. These are big businesses. They're big corporations. Right. You need a whole set articulated very clearly. Here are the rules. Here's how you get recourse if you're wronged on it. And they don't want to do that. They really don't want to put
and
in
I,
your
and
rights.
I, no, because it would slightly reduce their profits. But I do think it would make for a healthier Facebook, Twitter, you know, LinkedIn, you just go through all the lists. I think this would benefit these companies to do this, frankly.
I agree. Why not make the consumer experience better? You're making money from us. I think everyone knows this by now. We are the product on Facebook. We are the product on Twitter. So why not make our experience better by giving us a set of bill of rights for us, which says, here's the protections we're going to get. We want to know that. It would make more people comfortable, have their children on it, themselves on it, but they're doing the wrong thing from a business choice, bad business decision.
There you go. Dean Obadala, you can hear him here on SiriusXM. 6 to 9 p.m. here on SiriusXM Progress, channel 127, the host of the Dean Obadala Show. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking to you. We'll be right back.
Thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So some members of a right-wing group got turned away from a religion for their, or from a restaurant for their religious beliefs. I'll tell you about that in a second.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, How do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The Man Crates house sauce maker and the watchmaker look like great gifts to me. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with code festive50 at mancrates.com. That's code Festive 50, F-E-S-T-I-V-E 50 at mancrates.com, mancrates.com. 23 minutes past the hour. So talk about, flipping the script here. As right-wing advocacy groups have been taking cases to the Supreme Court to try to make it so that cake bakers and website makers and, ultimately retail stores and anybody can just say, oh, no, I'm not going to serve you. You're gay. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. These right-wing groups are trying to legalize discrimination. A restaurant in Virginia took a position on this. This was the Metzger Bar and Butchery, and the so-called Family Foundation, this group called the Family Foundation, had planned to have a dinner there. I'm guessing they had ordered a private room because, it was in the name of the group and it was, a substantial group.
And an hour before the reservation, the bar and restaurant, Metzger Bar and Butchery, the bar and restaurant, called them up and said, we're not going to host you. And they were like, what? And in fact, their story is being told all over the internet more than the restaurant. But Metzger wrote, this is what they wrote on their I believe it's on their Facebook page. They say, recently we refused service to a group that had booked an event with us after the owners of Metzger found out it was a group of donors to a political organization that seeks to deprive women and LGBTQ plus persons of their basic human rights in Virginia. We have always refused service to anyone for making our staff uncomfortable or unsafe. And this was the driving force behind our decision. Many of our staff are women and or members of the LGBTQ plus community. All of our staff are people with rights who deserve dignity and a safe work environment. We respect our staff's established rights as humans and strive to create a work environment where they can do their jobs with dignity, comfort, and safety. And the guy who is the spokesperson for this group of religious fundamentalists who are advocating and donors who are, you know, advocating for the right to discriminate against gay people, he said, it was a very intolerant message being conveyed. It's like goose meat gander. Oh, man. All righty, let's pick up your calls here. I've got about a minute, don't I? I've got a little more than a minute, Sean. Okay, Dolores in Lake Bay, Washington. Hey, Dolores, got a quick one? What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just, it's ironic. I just opened my mail, and I got this letter from MultiCare, and it sounded like I had missed an appointment. And I thought, how'd I do that? And what it is they're setting up an appointment for me to discuss their advanced care plan.
Oh, geez. You mean their Medicare Advantage plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, they call, and they put it under, we will help you with your directive, your advanced directive.
Oh, well, an advanced directive is, you know, pull the plug or don't pull the plug if I become unconscious and I'm dying. So it might be legitimate, Dolores. I don't know, but I think you're right to be very, very suspicious.
I am suspicious. Okay. I think it's wrong. And thank you for letting me be informed.
Thank you very much, Dolores. Thank you for the call. Thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. A lot going on. Do you think that we should be launching an airlift to assist the civilians of Ukraine?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your thoughts on the other side of this break. Stick around.
Boiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text Tom to opt out.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program.
Hey, what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life?
this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for Louise and me with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets? Yes, axe throwing sets. Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply. Cheers to 73784. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Marie in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm hard of hearing and I got devices in my ears. Okay. I'll get to the point. Our governor is a Republican here in Vermont. He won the third term that just recently against a progressive woman, but quite overwhelmingly. But we have a Democratic legislature, both houses, et cetera, and we have Bernie, and we just got another Democrat replaced Leahy, and we got a progressive woman, I believe she's lesbian, going into the House, federal. Anyways, long story short, I'm a state worker, I'm retired, and I have Medicare, and we were promised, we have a contract, that when I retire, I would have this, I don't know if it's Part B or C or whatever, pays my medical doctor bills and some dental, whatever. And it's the same plan the employees have. Our governor just this past few months ago tried to push through that we have to go with an advantage plan, can what we've been promised, and go ahead against the union. Our union, and it was supposed to take effect in January. I was having a heart attack. Our union stopped it somehow, and I'm not sure what happened or how. Want people to be aware of that, because it blew my mind. And a few years ago, he was trying to get our pension. He continues to try and get our pension into 401ks instead of the state pension plan that they've had for years. Yeah. Deferred compensation.
This is what Republicans do. You know, Louise and I lived in Vermont for about a decade, and are the Republicans still spiffing progressives to run for governor so that they can split the Democratic vote?
Well, we did have, I think, the gal who ran, she ran under the Democratic ticket.
There was not a third party candidate.
There was.
Yeah. See, that's
there was. I got the ballot, I had three.
Exactly. But, so you've got the Republican, the Democrat, and the progressive, and those progressives. You know, for years and years, the scuttlebutt was that they were, you know, taking money from people who were aligned with the Republican Party, and that's why Vermont keeps getting Republican governors. And it's just
that was in the primary, but for the general gubernatorial election, we just had a Democrat and Republican.
That's it, just the two of them, and a Republican still won.
Got kicked out.
Oh, that's amazing.
And went under the Democrat. Yes, and by quite a bit, because he is fairly reasonable.
Uh-huh.
But on this issue, it was a shock to me. He keeps trying to push this through, and they're into corporations and entrepreneurs and all that.
Well, that's what Republicans are into. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Marie, thanks for the flag. Thanks for the information. You know, thanks for letting us all know.
I'll see what happens. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate it. Steve in Arlington, Washington. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to let you know, I got on Medicare when I was 65, 5 years ago, and I got conned into going on those advantage meetings. Of course, I signed up for it, not knowing, because it's so complicated anyway. This year I'm trying to get off of Advantage and onto Medicare. So I called up Medicare and got disenrolled to from Medicare Advantage, and then I had to call a Medigap, and which I did, and everything went very smooth. I don't know what's happened yet. They said I have to be approved by this Medicare gap insurance, and if that's I'm correct. Not, then I don't know what'll happen then, because I'm disen from off of the Medicare Advantage. I don't know what.
Yeah. Well, the Medigap insurance, if you sign up when you're 65, they cannot, what's called, underwrite you. They cannot evaluate your health and decide what they're going to charge you. They have to charge you a fixed rate, and they can't mess with you. If you sign up later than right. that, you know, in other words, if you've been on Medicare Advantage for a while and then you go back to Medicare, the Medigap insurance companies, which are the same companies that sell the Medicare Advantage programs, you know, they can mess with you.
Uh-huh.
And so if you've got any pre-existing conditions, they may come back to you and say, no, we won't insure you, or sure, we'd be happy to insure you for $1,000 a month or whatever. And you're just going to have to wait and see what their underwriters say, Steve. And that's the problem.
Right.
It should not be that way. It should be that you should be able to get back into a Medigap plan just like everybody else who signed up when they were 65. And this is something that I, you know, needs to be changed in the Medicare law. I mean, they designed Medicare Advantage specifically to make it so that once these corporations have their greedy little clutches around your throat, it's very, very, very hard to pry them off. So I guess the worst case situation is that you end up without Medigap insurance. The Medicare itself still covers, you know, I believe it's 100% of hospitalization and 80% of your doctor visits, but I could be, I might be mixing those up. It's been a lot of years since I wrote that book on that stuff, but,
Well, I'll tell you that the reason, if they didn't put Advantage, the Medicare in front of it, I would have never even went to the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that law they're trying to get passed to take Medicare out of that Advantage is great.
Yeah.
Because I would never signed up
yet. I'm with you. There you go, Steve. Steve, thank you very much for the call. And you know, the cautionary tale for everybody, right? Ann in Washington, D.C. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Tom,
what's up?
Thank you so much. I listen to you, and I think others do, because we really like how you raise marginalized voices and issues that are important to us. The only question or concern I have is because, it's, you know, we're progressive, we're warriors, we fight for justice, but everybody is talking about Ukraine. And I don't think it has to be an either or, and we certainly don't, as I think you mentioned, one, we don't want anyone to starve or freeze to death. But we need to, it has to be an and, it has to be inclusive. We want to hear about Eritrea, Palestine, Haiti, which is right in our backyard, Yemen, and it goes on and on. So I just ask that we just, that you specifically, just be more inclusive in this issue. Yes, continue to talk about it, but we hear about Ukraine all the time. And we don't want other people from these areas that are fighting and the horrible wars to starve or die either. So,
well, here's the deal, Ann. We are not doing any of those things for any of those countries. And if we were to start for Ukraine, and Ukraine has broad public support across the United States, I'm guessing if you asked most Americans, where is Eritrea or, where is Yemen, they would not even be able to tell you the continent. But everybody knows about Ukraine in America. So if we were to establish a precedent of humanitarian aid in the face of aggression by a non-democratic country, in Ukraine, I think that we could translate that into other countries. It would be a starting point. But to say that, you know, because we're not directly assisting Yemen, therefore we shouldn't assist Ukraine, that's just a terrible error of logic, you know. So
yeah, I didn't say we shouldn't.
What no, I know. I know. Is, I know you didn't. I totally get it. The earlier caller did, essentially. I get it. And thank you. I your point is well made. Alan in Deadwood, South Dakota. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Well, hi, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
I just, you know, I was, I'll make this quick and get off the line for your next guy. But anyway, I agree with a lot of stuff you say, but some of it I don't agree with, you know, when you're talking about the guy about the internet and the right wing people, you know, it goes both ways on that. And then also when you were talking...
Well, hang on just a second, Alan. Where do you find left-wing people threatening people's lives on the internet?
Well, I mean, I suppose if you look, you know, I mean...
I look. I've never seen it.
Well, you're. I guess you didn't say anything about Baker and what he did, you know, suppressing stories and
Baker,
this and that. And the other thing,
who are you talking about?
Yeah, he got canned. But another thing, though, Tom, you know, is like, you know, Biden, he got right up to some dude from another country. And he says, nobody messes with the Bidens. He didn't say messes. He said the F word. And then one more thing, Tom. When you talked about the discrimination against the couple in...
So wait a minute. You're saying because Joe Biden said nobody blanks with the Bidens, that that's the same thing as Nazis calling for the death of Jews on the Internet? Is that what you're trying to say? Honest to God?
Tom, if you want to talk about that, how about the congresswoman from Minneapolis? About the Benjamins, baby. You know what I mean?
Ilhan Omar? Yeah, she apologized for that. Several times, actually. I'm not hearing the Nazis apologizing for anything. They're proud of what they're saying. I'm not hearing Donald Trump apologizing for anything. I'm sorry, Alan. These false equivalences just don't work. You know, when you take them into the real world, they just don't work. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, a couple of things. Oh, by the way, I have your Hidden History of Guns. I read that periodically. I answered your question. Simple question, a couple statements. You know, they're all, with Warnoff winning and stuff, all the Democrats are celebrating, but there's really a couple of key elements that people have to really consider. The fact that there was even a runoff, and that Walker got 1.7 million votes. You think,
yeah,
I mean,
that's breathtaking.
About that. That's scary. That is really scary, you know, somebody that actually makes Sarah Palin look intelligent.
Yeah.
And then there's...
You know, the flip side of that, though, in defense of Herschel Walker, did you see his concession speech last night?
Yeah. Well,
that was very honorable.
What else are they going to do? Yeah.
Well, he could have done what Kerry Lake did. He could have done what Donald Trump did. He could have done what a lot of Republicans did and simply just walked away and ignored it.
Yeah, and you know, I think I would venture to say his political career is probably over.
I think so,
but,
yeah. Yeah.
One question I have for you, because we've talked about Hitler a time or two on your show. Do you know what Berchtesgaden is?
Yeah, it was Berchtesgaden. It was his summer home up on top
retreat.
Of that. Retreat up on top of that mountain. Yeah.
So what's been happening lately, if by some chance, and hopefully it won't happen, if Trump gets back into office, that's going to turn into Mar-a-Lago.
Well, we had a Republican member of Congress make a pilgrimage to that place.
Yeah,
I think it was Madison Cawthorn.
You know
I might
here.
Be wrong, but it was a Republican member of Congress, and he posted pictures of himself, you know, from there on Facebook. It's like, holy cow!
And they can expedite that as part of their political agenda. You see what I mean? That's how scary this situation is.
There you go. Tim, I got to run. But thank you for the call. Fascinating calls today. A lot of interesting thoughts. We'll be right back. It's 47 minutes past the hour. It's your media support group for We the People. Back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the true people's media, and we will be picking up your calls in just a moment.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs Blue and Chewy go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture, and yours will too. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today or go to drmartypets.com. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop, opt out. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Bob in Port Orford, Oregon. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, viva Ukraine. Hey, any kind of airlift, I don't care if it's by sea, I don't care if it's by Elon Musk, SpaceX, it doesn't matter. Those folks need some help. Yeah. And those folks that don't realize the kind of conditions that those folks are putting up with, just get off Facebook for a while and get on Ukraine and Russia both and see just how the Russian soldiers are being treated. See how the people of Ukraine are basically just putting up the most horrible conditions that anybody could, you know, 30, 35 below zero. I don't know if you've been in that kind of weather, but I certainly have.
I have.
Not here. Yeah, in Montana. Okay. But take half of the subsidies we give the oil company and several other billionaires in this country and, you know, help somebody out. Do something decent for a change, you know?
Yeah, I'm with
my
you.
Opinion.
I'm with you.
Hey, thank you very much for what you've done with Social Security and Medicare, you know, both those. And really appreciate it. Folks, too bad they got stung on this deal, but you've been warning them for a long time. And I'm just glad that, you know, maybe some of them are going to sober up to the fact that, hey, if we lose Medicare and Social Security to private, get ready for the same type of thing.
Yeah. Oh,
what's
yeah.
your opinion on that?
No, it's absolutely, yeah. That's the ruin of those programs will be the ruin of the social safety net. You know, I'm surprised that they haven't gone after Medicaid, although because that's administered by the states, it's probably a lot harder. Bob, thank you. Thank you
yeah.
for the call, and thanks for the acknowledgement. It's nice to hear from you. Scott in Burien, Washington. Hey, Scott, am I saying your town right?
Yeah, you have it correctly. Tom, with regard to the Moore versus Ferguson case going on in North Carolina right now, if even the Walkers already conceded, if that goes the way that it should not go, could the Georgia legislator use that to say we're awarding it to Walker instead of Warnock?
They could not do it for a senator. They could do it for a presidential candidate because the legislature gets to define who gets the electoral college votes. But with the Senate, no, they couldn't.
Okay, I can breathe easier.
Yeah, I mean, this is what the Republicans are looking at it for 2024 is, you know, this is how you get Trump back in. Scott, thank you for the call. Linda in Pasadena. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi there. Thank you very much for mentioning about Ukraine, because the people there are actually starving. I mean, just falling down, you know, dead from the lack of food. And it's really a terrible situation. I wanted to ask you, though, about, I don't know if you've covered this on your program yet, but there's this flex card that's being advertised for everywhere. And then I finally got from a bank in Washington, D.C., the New York Bank, I finally got a credit card that said, this is your flex card. And I want to know, what is this all about and what should I do?
I don't know, Linda. I'm sorry. I know that there are some new credit cards out that are basically fee-based rather than we'll charge you when you screw up based, but I don't know that much about them, Linda, I'm sorry. Thanks so much for being, and thank you for the call, Linda. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, and support organizations that are supporting democracy. There's a bunch of them, and politicians who are as well. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
A lot of us don't take online privacy as seriously as we could, but using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. So don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers, no matter which provider it is you use, know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your own data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.